Russian Afghanistan oil terminals complex. This short brief summarizes our more than 800 pages long study carried out in 9 months in Afghanistan regarding the potential of Russian oil and gas export to Afghanistan. The background is, I will take you back to 1970. Our family traveled from the Pakistani border garrison town of Quetta to Kabul and to Mazar Sharif and to Herathan and Kunduz and Bandar Sher Khan by road. And Afghanistan was the most peaceful country in the world. So, starting from the hard fact, how Afghanistan was extremized and traumatized and destroyed by the American radicalization during the Soviet-Afghan War, this is the first part of the background. It was the most peaceful country till 1978, and you could drive anywhere without any weapon, and there were no warlords, there were no so-called Mujahideen, there were no Taliban. All these maladies came into existence when the superpowers interfered in Afghanistan and destroyed it. The central part of this concept is that the Russian oil and gas routed through the railheads, already existing railheads of Kushka, Torghundi and Herathan, and in addition Bandar Sher Khan, will only be stocked and supplied in Afghanistan and will not involve any of Afghanistan's neighboring countries, because historically these neighboring countries have been blackmailing states and highly unreliable states. I will state some historical facts about the Pakistani state created in 1947. Now, Mr. Jinnah, the founder of Pakistan, stated and was much quoted in 1930s, mid-30s, he summed up Pakistan's so-called heartland, the area from which Pakistan's whole leadership comes, a pathetic leadership historically. Mr. Jinnah summed these people up, the core heartland of Pakistan, the Punjab. He summed them up in a single line, quote, "The Punjab is a hopeless place and I will never go there again," unquote. Although he went there, but this is how he quoted. And the historical background is that the politicians of Indo-Pak, all parts, including Punjab, UP and Bihar and everywhere, they were a pathetic lot, and they were famous for not doing anything unless the British Deputy Commissioner, the DC, told them or agreed to. They would ask the DC for everything. And the same situation in Pakistan, that the Pakistani establishment has to ask DC, now instead of Deputy Commissioner, let's call it District Columbia. So this is the slavish history, and the Muslims of the areas which comprise Pakistan, barring the tribal Pashtuns. They have no record of any leadership, no Muslim leader in this whole region, if you study historically. The greatest leader in Punjab was Maharaja Ranjit Singh, who was a Sikh, a totally different sect and religion. So, this is the background. Now, the essence of this Russian Afghanistan oil terminal will be that Russian oil and gas, both crude and refined, will be dumped in core areas, which are the most peaceful areas of Afghanistan, North Afghanistan. One major complex being Torghundi, Kushka, Herat, a massive storage complex. The second major industrial and storage complex being the border opposite Shibirgan, which is known as Aqina, again the most peaceful area of Afghanistan. The third major storage oil and gas terminal complex being between Hairatan and Mazar, again the most peaceful area in Afghanistan. The fourth major oil and gas terminal complex being Kunduz, again the most peaceful area. Now, the concept is that the Russian oil and gas, they will be dumped in these four areas. Russians will construct some terminals. They can contract Afghan parties to construct some terminals with preferential rights. And how things move in this area, the whole economy of Pakistan's two provinces, Balochistan and NWFP, and Iran's three provinces, Khorasan, Razavi, Sistan, Balochistan, and a third one, is based on smuggling. So this proposed scheme will have a preferential clause for people with domicile of districts bordering Afghanistan as far as Pakistani Balochistan and NWFP is concerned, as well as Iran. Now, but the Pakistani state and the Iranian state will not be directly involved. They can conclude protocols with the Russians and Afghan Taliban government and legally import it. That is possible. But no effort will be made to woo or request the Iranian government or the Pakistani government, because these governments have their own dynamics and of course are highly untrustworthy historically. Our study, which is detailed, establishes that Russian oil and gas, even if dumped in Afghanistan and offered in the open market, can attract huge buyers who may transit through Iran preferably, which is relatively more reliable, or possibly Pakistan, if the Pakistani state requests the Afghan Taliban government. No effort to be made to woo them or send anybody to Islamabad or anywhere, because highly unreliable lot. I can say that, having served in the army for 13 years, I would not advise anybody to go to Islamabad or anywhere and conclude any agreement. I will give you a small example here, a small personal example. Between 2007 and 2012, I was the main contractor of SNC Level in Canada's biggest consulting company and world's fourth largest consulting company. And we carried out a massive survey known as CASA 1000, which proposed to bring cheap electric power from Central Asia to Pakistan via Afghanistan. And the transmission line was to be constructed by finances given by Asian Bank initially, and later World Bank took over this scheme. Now, the Pakistani government signed about 5 times an agreement that they will allow this project and they are party to it, and all 5 times backed out. The reason was very simple: massive corruption. In Pakistan, the private power plants are owned by the highly corrupt politicians who control the Pakistani political setup and power. And if cheap electricity was brought from Central Asia to Pakistan, these politicians, these crook politicians would lose. So 5 times I think this agreement was signed by the Pakistani state, and 5 times nothing happened. It is a question of resolve. Now, lame excuses given by World Bank, a totally hopeless organization, that Afghanistan is unsafe and all that, are total nonsense. Because I was involved in constructing about 60 concrete tower foundations for the Uzbekistan-Kabul transmission line, which was a majority effort of the Indian state, and a transmission line was constructed between Uzbekistan and Kabul in 2006-7-8, and Kabul was given 24 hours power. Americans had nothing to do with it. It was a purely Indian majority initiative and with some participation of Asian Bank. Not a single power pylon or tower was attacked. So the whole lame excuse of World Bank and the Pakistani state about insecurity in Afghanistan is total nonsense. This is just an anecdote. The future possibilities of this project, which we have studied in detail, are political as well as economic, because this would, you know, lead to the capacity building of Pakistani Balochistan, frontier, Afghanistan, all parts, including Pashtun and non-Pashtun, as well as Western Iran and possibly whole of Iran. And a massive market would be created. This oil and gas can be exported using the Sarakh, but of this Bandar Abbas railway line already in existence, and the massive road and rail network in Iran already existing, and can be exported via Bandar Abbas and Chabar worldwide. And this oil would be cheaper than the Arab stuff, and Arabs are also, you know, highly untrustworthy people historically. If you study the history of the Arabs, you will find that for a free Hajj, they killed the Muslim prophet's family at Karbala. So again, a highly unreliable lot. And basically, the essence of the scheme which we have been proposing since 2005 is a Russian-Afghan partnership with some part of the Iranians. And if the Pakistani state wants to come, let them come to Kabul and sign an agreement. No Afghan worth his salt should go to Islamabad or anywhere. It's a total waste. I have been crossing the border at Torkham many times, and I have seen how the Afghans or anybody crossing the border was degraded and made to sit on the ground. And the guards, the border guard, used to beat people with sticks and abuse them and degrade them. But this is another part of the story, just a personal reminiscence. So this is the Russian-Afghanistan oil terminal complex. I have given a very short background. The study is available with us and would cost about $30,000. If anybody is serious, they can pay us and make use of the study. But otherwise, I have given you the gist, and nobody has to buy the study, because already we were paid for this whole work by a very reputable European client. And in this short talk, I'm sharing with you the Russian-Afghanistan oil terminal complex. God bless all.